Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like most shows on the radio, we feel good about our guests. We feel great about this guest. Colonel David Hunt has joined me for 20-plus years, served our country for close to 30 years with our military in a brilliant way, still is extraordinarily plugged in, smart man, still with great sourcing, kind man, and is fearless. He is not afraid to praise those in the military. He is not afraid to criticize those. And we have the Colonel on today. And first of all, thank you as always, Colonel Hunt. It is a great pleasure. I mean that and most sincerely to have you on as often as we have chatted. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's deal with two topics today. Let's start with Ukraine, Russia, and the United States. And the news that has really been all over the place the last 5-6 days. But today seems very positive, where President Zelensky said earlier today that Ukraine was ready to advance this framework of a U.S.-backed deal ending the war with Russia and still wanting to discuss some of the disputed points. I think a lot of us saw a plan that was leaked out last week, the so-called 28-point plan that seemed incredibly favorable to Russia. Then there was some confusion on, was it really America's plan? Was it Russia's plan? But a lot of meetings, and now maybe some significant progress. What are you hearing, and what is your evaluation of this plan from what you know?
The first plan was obviously DOA, and the second plan is close to DOA, and the sticking point is that Ukraine wants to decide their own future. They don't want to be said. They're not going to sign something that says they can't join NATO. That's going to be a tough sticking point.
Do you believe they should have that?
Absolutely. After what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely they need it. Because the problem here is the U.S., since the start of the Trump administration, has slow-rolled or stopped the aid. And without U.S. aid, direct big aid, artillery shells, tank shells, maintenance, parts, Ukraine has no chance. So they've been putting this quiet pressure on Ukraine since January. I'm not sure that Russia's okay with this. For the first plan, they'd love. That first plan called for Ukraine to give up territory they hadn't lost yet.
Yeah, and dramatically reduce their military troops.
Yeah, yeah, and never join NATO.
Yeah, right.
So the second one still has you can't join NATO, and that's a real problem.
This plan, looking at it from Russia's point of view, where they want everything. They certainly get a lot for whatever reason from the president. Are they all for this, or do they have points where they disagree also?
The answer is we don't know. We haven't heard anything from the administration on Russia's point of view on this. One would assume that the generosity of the first land, they'll bite. They lost almost 1 million soldiers. So has Ukraine since 2014. Mm. But it doesn't seem that the aggression of Russia, they're going to pay, except for the soldiers, which they don't care about. But they're going to gain Crimea plus everything they took in eastern Ukraine, which they've been trying since 2014. And Ukraine is still suffering from massive civilian casualties from war crimes that are committed every time Russia shoots missiles at a hospital or a school or an apartment building. It's one-sided.
The president prides himself on negotiating, and certainly in business. He had a great deal of success in that area. He believes he's had a ton of success in that area in tariffs. He suggested late last week that the deadline is Thanksgiving, and then he offered up the comment, or Zelensky can fight his little heart out. If the president holds to that, and it's clearly a different deal since then, and Zelensky says, nope, this deal doesn't even go far enough, and America notably pulls back, can Europe supplement what the Americans would be pulling back?
Less. Europe can supplement less than 25%. Europe does not have the munitions capacity, the war-making capacity. We're low. The U.S. has only got one factory that produces 50 cal bullets, for example. Europe doesn't have the money, and they don't have the will either. I mean, Europe is dependent a lot on Russian stuff. Mm-hmm. We less so. But Ukraine can continue to fight a war, but it won't have the success it was having without pronounced turn on the spigot again, USAID.
When the president at times suggests that we cannot continue to supply Ukraine because we want to make sure that we have enough ourselves, you know, and that can be multiple things within the military, does he have a point, or is that an exaggeration?
No, he's got a point. I mean, there's a finite number of the expensive munitions, but we've shut them off on almost everything. So you do have a point. You don't want to lower your capacity to make another country well. Very, very expensive. Although, if we believe that what the president's saying, we're getting paid for everything that we supply them. This is not going to Ukraine free. Mm-hmm. Ukraine's either paying or Europe's paying. Now, that's a very good deal. But we're not sending the munitions, the medical gear, et cetera. There's still a corruption problem in Ukraine, by the way. That's not good. But we have decided. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Last thing on this topic, and then I want to get to Mark Kelly, Pete Hegseth, and that story. In the last, I think it's like 36 hours, Steve Witkoff, who seemingly really is the Secretary of State, seems like he handles the most serious negotiations and also makes a lot of money with the president. He was in an interview, and the reporter asked him what he thinks of Vladimir Putin. And Witkoff said, I liked him, and I wanted to go to the bathroom and vomit. Now, some would say Witkoff has to say that because he's in the middle of negotiations with Putin. When you hear Witkoff say this about this KGB tyrant who is willing to kill anybody and everybody unless they show complete loyalty to him as a member of our military for almost three decades and an American citizen your entire life, what is your reaction?
I'm flabbergasted and revolted. Hey, Witkoff, you're a smart billionaire. There are thousands of ways you could have answered that question. And none of them have, begin with the word like.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, that's childish. And I still to this day don't know the hold that Russia has on Trump.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. And it could be as simple as he likes them, or he likes authoritarians. That may be oversimplifying it. But to hear the lead negotiator, and I agree, he's taken over an awful lot of the State Department.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Although historically, but anyways, I it's reprehensible to have an American official say that. And it won't get him anywhere. How many presidents has Putin fooled?
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't
all of
work.
Them. Yeah, I mean, Obama, Bush, Biden. I'm not saying they were brilliant with the guy either, and you know, looked into his heart.
He's been unsuccessful.
Yeah,
you're right. Oh no, I love that one.
Yeah, that was most absurd. Okay, last week, six members of Congress, who either were members of the military or the intelligence community, put out a video where their point was: if you're in the military, you don't have to follow an illegal command. You don't have to participate in something that's a violation of law and the violation of the Constitution. The president handled it the way he normally handles it if it's not adherence to him, and overreacted and suggested seditious behavior punishable by death, reposting individuals saying they should be hung. Mark Kelly, among those in the group, and now Pete Hegseth, and we should note that while the Army Secretary is a part of the negotiations with Ukraine, Pete Hegseth is not. I think that's incredibly notable. He's just in a Twitter battle where he's now suggesting, he's calling these folks the seditious six, and is suggesting bringing Kelly, who served our country for decades and harrowing circumstances, bringing him back into active duty, including court martial. What are your thoughts on how this is playing out?
Democrats that did it, an unnecessary ad, obviously aimed at the president, free speech, but the issue of you do not obey legal orders. Everyone who serves gets the class, it's reinforced throughout their careers. Everyone in uniform, everyone who's ever served in uniform knows that concept. To me, it was a waste of time. It's silly. To me, it was a very, very silly thing. Now, the reaction of the administration is ridiculous. The senator from Arizona, Kelly, had 29 combat missions in Iraq, I mean, in the war on terror. He's been 30 years in the Navy. Oh, excuse me. He's an astronaut.
Yeah.
And his wife is Gabby Giffen, who we almost killed.
Right.
But all of us who take retirement pay are subject to being recalled. For example, if there was something I did in Southeast Asia, something in my career that was illegal, or if I committed a crime, and the military didn't like the punishment, I can be recalled to active duty and face court-martial. It's part of the contract you signed. But Kelly has done nothing but give his opinion. It's not seditious. It was a kind of stupid thing to say because everybody knows about it. But the overreaction, starting with the president, followed by Hegseth, who's acting even sillier, is embarrassing.
You can be called back for your actions. But have you ever heard somebody called back for, let's say, somehow comments where we've discussed Hegseth and you've questioned his credibility?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gets called back for words they say, though, decades after they are part of the military.
Yeah, they would get called back for committing a war crime.
Yeah,
they
sure.
would get called back for stealing money. But I have not heard of it. I don't know of anyone in history that's happened to. But all I'm telling you is it can be done. It is ridiculous to make this kind of suggestion about Kelly. Yeah, completely honorable man.
Yep.
All six of those people served. They're all patriots. Every one of those people who had something to say are in the service. And they have an opinion. But it was one of those obvious, oh, by the way, it's snowing out opinions, but aimed at the president.
Yeah.
But the administration has completely overreacted on this, and I do not believe they can carry. They would dare to bring Kelly back on a sitting senator and do anything.
You're brilliant as always, sir. I hope you have a tremendous Thanksgiving, and you know we'll reach out again soon.
You too. Thank you.
Colonel David Hunt, our friend and reporter for this station, Taylor. Taylor Rivera was covering what's happening in St. Paul, and she ended up right in the middle of it with tear gas. How'd it play out? Taylor's going to tell us in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of fun last hour, a lot of serious talk this hour. So mid-morning, a number of individuals were seeing what was happening in St. Paul around Maryland Avenue. And it turned into a protest because they were suspecting some sort of immigration enforcement was taking place. To the shock of no one, it turned chaotic, where the protesters are on one side, law enforcement on the other. St. Paul police step in, and our Taylor Rivera quickly left the station. I saw you take off in the CCO vehicle. I'd say I was arriving here about 11, so you arrived there. When you arrived on the scene, what, 11:30-ish or so, what did you first see?
Yeah, Chad, at first it was a large perimeter around a home near Maryland Avenue where there was a family facing a warrant. I'd say there's at least 3 dozen St. Paul police officers there, along with even more ICE officers. And then I was there when it dispersed. So they made the arrest. And then that's when the clash with police really got more serious.
Okay. The police at this point, are they playing any role with the arrest, or are they just trying to play a role to make sure the protesters don't go too far in their opinion?
From what I saw, it was just to make sure the perimeter was maintained. People were arrested and tear gassed before this major conflict for passing into the police perimeter at that home.
Okay. Do we know how many people they were pursuing at the home?
From what I heard here on the ground with organizers close to the family, it was at least five people. It was a family inside, and it was on the table that this entire family could have been arrested here today and taken by ICE. But from reports that we have, only one person was taken.
Okay.
I don't have the age or gender or who that was, but one person was taken into custody by ICE.
It has become a part of the conversation, as you well know, ICE with mask or ICE without mask. From what you saw, did they have the mask on as this was taking place?
They did have the mask on, and particularly during the point when protesters were driving ICE out as they were leaving, and you know, I was in the crowd with media and protesters, and masked icemen threw this tear gas and rubber bullets in our direction, and that's when things really escalated.
Okay, so let's get to that point too, because it sounds like they have the arrest. The protesters are still there. Is it your sense at this point that most of the protesters were pulling back, or were they still? So they were not pulling back at this point. Okay.
No, it was very hostile there at the end. Protesters were very angry that ICE was in the neighborhood, and that's when that clash really escalated. And the rubber bullets came first, and then the tear gas. And I was a little bit too close.
Yeah. Okay. Did people go down from the rubber bullets? Did people go down from the tear gas? And then how were you affected by the tear gas, because you were in this group and were affected?
Yes. So what happened was definitely...
Uh-oh.
No, we just lost her. Yeah, you try to get her back.
Yeah, you get her back. Okay. We're talking about what's taking place, starting 11-ish or so, St. Paul, Maryland Avenue, and we have Taylor right back here. Okay, so let's just pick up right where you're telling me about how you and others were responding to the rubber bullets and the tear gas. So take it away from there.
Yeah, so no one, to my knowledge, was actually hit by the rubber bullets, at least from my view. But the tear gas is what made the bigger impact. I wasn't as close as some people, but their eyes, their nose, I saw people crying and having milk thrown in their eyes and their mouth. I needed water after. I was coughing for a little while. I'm feeling better now, but I know that there's people still out here with red eyes and, you know, trouble breathing. So it was pretty serious.
Okay. As you've laid out, the protest had not slowed down. Were the ICE agents giving sufficient warning that if you don't dissipate, we will use the rubber bullets or we will use the tear gas? How was the lead up to the decision that they made involving the bullets and the tear gas?
Yeah, it seemed pretty quick. There was some sirens and some loud noises, but there wasn't any verbal commands to get back or anything like that. It was, you know, people got in the space of the front of some of the vehicles, and they were actually backing up against the protesters. So they had to back up backwards in their vehicles, and, you know, maybe they felt cornered, I don't know, but that's when the decision was made to disperse the tear gas and the rubber bullet.
The mayor, Melvin Carter, was there. What role was the mayor playing?
The mayor's actually still here. I can see him talking with reporters in the corner here. He really is sticking to one message, that body cam footage will be released, and that he can't speak to a situation he wasn't here for. I asked him directly why the tear gas and the rubber bullets were dispersed, and that's the answer he gave me and other reporters repeatedly.
And you are feeling 100% now, or not quite all the way back?
I'm feeling about 80% back to normal. It's just more that you can kind of feel the sting in your throat.
Sure.
A little bit.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're on the scene. I know you will continue to report. We appreciate you on air, and we'll listen to the updates all throughout the day.
Thanks, Chad.
Taylor Rivera, right from the scene in St. Paul. As I said, this is an all-serious hour. From Colonel Hunt to Taylor, now to Tom Hauser, who was a little bit in the news himself yesterday on what's taking place with fraud, questions for Congresswoman Omar, and also what Governor Walz had to say today. Our guy Hauser is next on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the big stories we covered yesterday was the president on Friday attempting, and we still don't know if legally can do this, the temporary protected status for about 300-some Somalis in the state. And we know the president has paid close attention to what is happening with fraud, and there has been an extraordinary amount of fraud in the state. Many of these cases, including Feeding Our Future, a number of these individuals, a high percentage of these individuals are Somalis. And yesterday at a press conference, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was speaking about this, and our friend, and in my opinion, tremendous political reporter, Tom Hauser asked a question. Our friend, another show regular, Rochelle Olson, followed up. And it was rather testy between the two reporters and the congresswoman. So Mr. Hauser's here to kind of recap what took place. I think I laid it out reasonably well. Take me through your question and how Ilhan responded, and then how she responded to Rochelle's follow-up to her answer.
Yeah, well, thanks, Chad. I simply asked her, after they had had a rally at the Rotunda, speaking out against President Trump's proposed action that he has not acted on yet from Friday night about the people who are in this protection program, temporary protection program, and he's aiming it at the Somali community.
Yep.
And as you rightly point out, the majority of the people who have been charged and or convicted in those cases, in these massive fraud cases, Feeding Our Future, the best known among them, have been Somali Minnesotans, if you will. I asked her, to her knowledge, have any of the people in the TPS program been charged with fraud? And she said, not that she's aware of. And so we were talking about the Somali involvement in this fraud. Rochelle then followed up on my question by saying, you know, following up on Tom's question, don't you have a problem in, and that's as far as she got. Congresswoman Omar said, what do you mean by you? And Rochelle was kind of taken aback. And before she could even answer, she said, that was the problem with your question. Your question alone is racist because you're saying you, and Rochelle was talking about the Somali community, mm-hmm. and asking about that in and of itself is not racist, but that was the congresswoman's take on it. And so then there was a back and forth between Rochelle Olson, who I've known for a long time and isn't
same.
Not the least bit racist. I don't even know how you get there, but. And then some of the other representatives, Senator Muhammad, was talking about, and your coverage is racist, too. We don't know what coverage she was talking about, but it was just very broad. Essentially, the point was, even by asking questions, legitimate questions, about Somali Minnesotan involvement in fraud is in itself racist.
That's absurd.
Disagreement.
Yeah, that's absurd. I know, as someone like you, who has interviewed Congresswoman Omar many, many times, and when you're interviewing her, you'll get feedback in different ways. I get feedback here from texts, and some of it is very constructive, some of it is complimentary, and some of it is filth, okay? And I have no doubt that Ilhan Omar faces a lot of slander that is solely because of the country she's from. And by the way, she's been here in this country for decades. So I get that she has faced these slurs forever. But to suggest that almost any question you or Rochelle or me or anyone else is based in racism is deflecting instantly. We are reporting legitimately, you, Rochelle, and me, when we say, when we're talking about the population in this country, in our state in particular, of Somalis compared to whites and these fraud issues, it is a high number of Somalis. That does not mean, clearly, does not mean everyone who is Somali and lives in the state is involved. And if anybody says that, that's racist. That is. But to ask a question, including about the TPS, or a perception question, to immediately label someone as racist is just beneath the exchange of what happens between public figures and reporters, including someone who is incredibly visible because of where she is from, and the accusations and the slurs she's faced, including at times from the president of the United States.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you and I can't adequately put ourselves in her shoes and the vitriol and hate and threats that she gets. But she's never gotten any of those things from me.
No.
Or any responsible journalist who in the Twin Cities or elsewhere, who ask legitimate questions. She, you were referring to white people. She used the example to Rochelle, saying, if a white person commits a crime, do you then go to the white politicians and ask them, why don't you stop white people from committing crimes? And I tried to ask a follow-up question. They finally cut us off and walked away and wouldn't entertain any more questions. But my follow-up was going to be about proportionality. There are, as Congresswoman Omar points out, there's 84,000 Somali people living in Minnesota. And I don't know what the total number of white people, Caucasians are.
Yeah.
Out of our 5.5 million people, I'm guessing it's 3.5 million, four million.
Sure. Huge number.
Just off the top of my head, the proportionality is that there have been 70 some people charged and or convicted in a lot of these fraud cases. And the vast majority have been from the Somali community. Not all of them, but a far bigger proportion than in the, and I hate to even say this, because in the white community. I mean, the trying to conflate those two things just didn't make any sense to me.
Well,
Glenn, you know, 84,000 is still a relatively small number, yeah, given our total state population, and to have that many Somali Minnesotans involved in the fraud, it's worth asking questions about.
And to suggest and remind folks, we're with Tom Hauser here, our guy from our show, obviously, and Channel 5, and sometimes fills in, to suggest we never talk about white males with any topic is lunacy. We talk all the time about young white males in mass shootings. We talk about young white males, how they've been affected by COVID, right? There's no doubt where that comes up. And, like, here's a texter, and I'm just going to push back at the texter, but also bring this back to Ilhan Omar. Chad and Tom, Representative Omar will always play the race card in order to deflect and not give a credible answer. See, I don't accept that in any way, although I don't agree also in any way with her answer yesterday. Because as someone who's interviewed Ilhan well into double figures, there are times when we have had lengthy interviews where I felt the answers have been smart, introspective, and honest. But in this case, I just feel like from afar, and I obviously don't know this, this is my conjecture, okay, this is just my opinion, that she was looking to shoot this down instantly and did that by trying to put you and Rochelle back on your heels.
Yeah, and there were a number of other reporters there as well, and it eventually became the media, you know, in general, is racist, which it just isn't in general. I can't speak for every single journalist in Minnesota or across the country, but that really, because, you know, we're trying to ask, you know, does the president's proposed action go too far? You can make that case, because to single out one community and say all Somalis with, you know, protections under TPS should be sent back, even though very few, if any of them, in the TPS program have also been involved in this fraud.
Well, can I jump in on that? Because from what you know and from someone else I talked to today, isn't the number so far zero? That if we end this temporary protection for Somalis, that the individuals arrested and convicted so far, that none of them, from what we know, qualify under that classification?
No, most of them, if not all of them, are now naturalized citizens.
Yeah, right.
Or they were born here. You know, their families are from Somalia, but they were born here. So to use the TPS program seems like, you know, using a sledgehammer to go after a mosquito.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to target the people responsible for the fraud, there are probably better ways to do it. But, you know, what has happened is now, as you can read on social media, everybody thinks everybody from Somalia should, including people who are now U.S. citizens,
right,
should be put on planes and sent back.
And that's gross.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, it's insulting. That is racist. But when people say that, and this is just me, when a president puts that out there and he puts in no work to find out that none of these folks are qualified for that, he's playing to the worst of his base, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, my family came here from Germany. My grandfather, he was like 2 years old when he came here, but in the early part of the 20th century, people felt kind of the same way about Germans and the Irish, and, you know, name all kinds of ethnic groups. I mean, we are a melting pot.
Yeah.
We're from all over the world in the United States. The most recent immigrants, many of them, tend to come from places like Somalia. And you know, people felt, you know, had similar disdain for Germans and the Irish many years ago.
Yeah, we just have so many platforms now to discuss this where we didn't back then, and now some of the conversations are smart, respectful, fact-based, and also hate-filled. And it seems to me that
most of that from the knucklehead anonymous social media people on X and those platforms.
Correct.
That just literally, if you read too much of that, it makes you sick to your stomach because you know there's these anonymous people out there, but they actually feel this way. They are actually racist. And it's just.
The congressman was trying to paint you two in a broad brush, almost including you in that conversation where she's just 100% wrong.
Yeah, I mean, everything I put on social media, I put my name on. I mean, and I, you know, and most people who espouse those views would never put their name on it. That's why they're anonymous.
We have to go. You're not going to be one of these suckers who's running Thanksgiving morning, are you? I mean, come on.
I am a sucker for sure. Oh, I will. God, I'll be doing the Minnetonka Turkey Trot, 15th year in a row. It's a great fundraiser. Okay. You know, go out and
go ahead.
Work up an appetite and a thirst.
Just write a check. Don't be out there. It's too cold.
Just stay in and write a check, you cheapskate. Let's go.
Okay. If it gets cold enough, maybe I will.
Thank you. Hopefully I see you tomorrow night. Hauser with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hauser can stretch. I mean, he runs 17 times a day.
You better stretch.
He better stretch. I mean, I don't know if he can work in stretch lab during. I think he might have been running there. There was some strange noise at some point. Was he running?
He was getting in at least a 5K.
I think he was. Hauser can go. You can go. Got a triathlon, what, about 3 months ago now?
Early September.
My body is betraying me because of a bit of an injury right now where I need stretch lab, but also my body's betraying me where I can't go to stretch lab. I got some stuff going on. Everybody can go. Fit, young, not fit, old. And by the way, when you go in, they'll evaluate you. Got all the technology there. They have trained flexologists who will work with you. And after that first 50-minute session, a little taller, a little more pliability, just feeling better about yourself, and you're going to say, how can I sign up to be a part of Stretch Lab on a regular basis like I have been, my son Quentin, and many friends for some years? Check it out today. Locations all over the place. StretchLab.com. Fraud in the Somali community in this state. I mean, honestly, Dave, do we talk about it twice a week, three times a week? I mean, it's among the local topics. It's the fraud in our state for what, the last year, has been the number one political topic, right?
As Joe Thompson told us, a billion.
Yeah, laughed at.
Please.
I think there are some people, because I'm getting a number of texts, well, you're afraid to do this. I'm not afraid in any way. We talk about it all the time. And we talk about the number of Somalis involved in relation to the population in this state, and it raises questions. 100%. What it also doesn't mean, because some of these texts are just generalizing and they're racist, doesn't mean your neighbors or people you see at work or people who you don't know who are Somalis are also criminals. Because the overwhelming majority of them at 84,000 are good, upstanding individuals. But to also ask about why the numbers are as high as they are, how is it coordinated? What is going on with terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab? All valid questions. We're going to 50 here. But this idea that because you want to generalize, and we won't do that every time, but also won't be afraid to point out that it's Somali after Somali after Somali after feeding our future, there is nuance allowed in the conversation. And we're not afraid of covering any topic on this show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.